Okay, the question is, how do you know when you are progressing, and what are your personal indicators that you are making progress? When I read this question, a quote came to mind. And let's see here, let me just get that quote real quick. Oh, here we go. So the quote is from Elder Jack Gosselin of the 70. And he said, when we take something into our hearts, it usually means that we feel something. This is the spirit of revelation, DNC 8:2-3. It gives an intense feeling of peacefulness or well-being. President Marion G. Romney said that it comes into our minds and feelings and induces us to do what is right. It leads us to do good, DNC 11:12. How many of you have heard an inspiring thought, hymn, or story? And then had a desire to go and do something good. This is not unusual. It is a healthy spiritual feeling that is essential to our progress. But how often have you followed through on those feelings? It has been said our feelings were given us to excite to action, and when they end in themselves, they are cherished to no good purpose. This means that once we have felt something, we must act in order to hold on to those feelings we experience. Elder Joseph B. Worthland noted that individuals who do right and hunger and thirst after righteousness, Matthew 5:6, get and keep alive through their actions the feeling to do right. In contrast, those who do not act out their righteous desires place themselves in a dangerous position. As C.S. Lewis said, the more often a person fails without acting, the less he will be able ever to act, and in the long run, the less he will be able to feel. And so I guess I know I'm progressing when I feel the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit. And when I find myself in acts of service. Personal indicators that help me know that I'm making progress. Just the other day at work, I had this song come to my mind. It's called When Someone Cares, and I was kind of shocked by it because I had this question in my mind. I found a lot that I didn't care about others, or just didn't care in general. The lyrics to the song go, whom shall I serve? What inner strength have I to give? To others is the way I live, and evidence that I care. And the chorus goes out, with God nothing is impossible, but you must reach and take his hand. With him nothing is impossible, those who have ears to hear will understand. And the last two lines, and lives still change from night to day when they know that someone cares. And it definitely felt my heart getting bigger. Like, it kind of grew, extended in space so I could give more, I guess. And now it's at a capacity where I'm able to serve, if that makes any sense. But yeah, that was a personal indicator to me that I was progressing, and it gave a lot of peace and faith and hope. Let's see. The other question is, when has personal revelation led to a feeling of progression in your life? Feeling of progression would definitely be when I moved here from Idaho. I was in Hawaii before that, and Fiji before that. But coming from Idaho to Salt Lake, it was, I was only supposed to spend a year in Idaho, but ended up being 3 years. As a result, I felt like I had just lost a lot of set opportunities, if that makes any sense. But when I finally did come here, because of the atonement and just the grace of our Heavenly Father, I was able to, reach up and repent and align my will mostly with His will. In retrospect, I discovered that I had a lot of pride and a lot of, but I think it should be done this way. Why are we doing it that way? That doesn't make sense. Which is funny because he can see the present and the future and the past, so he would know better. But it just proves how small my mind is. But he is very patient with me, and because of that, he allowed me to still partake of opportunities that would help me progress as his daughter and to be with him again. And that's one way personal revelation has led to a feeling of progression in my life. And just small acts of service from others also. It seems so cliche, but when your heart is in a constant prayer, and prayer is answered, it's something the soul is blessed with, and you feel it. I hope that made sense. And thank you for listening. Bye.